Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. It's a great honor for me to present live music to the county of Westchester. You don't get to see much of it on TV, but if you live in White Plains, you get to see it. My special guest, a special friend of the show, Sean Nowell.
Nice to see you, man.
You know, you got a light about you. There's something about you that's beautiful. It's an inner flame. I mean, I feel like I'm Carlos Santana now talking about that.
Cool.
But you got it, man. Maybe it's because you're a Southern Baptist. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We're going to promote your two CDs, both on Positone Records.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, the first one, the latest, is The Seeker.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, indeed.
And what, this one is like a 60s Blue Note album.
Yeah, I like to think that most of my writing kind of comes out of that general time period.
But I've seen on the web you do some heavy funk stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like the whole Herbie Hancock influence and
Headhunters and stuff.
Yeah, etc. Miles' later stuff with the two keyboard players. And yeah, I like that.
This is the second one?
Yep, Fireworks. Yep, also on Positone. And, you know, we have two of the guys in the band are on both of those records, actually.
Holy cow, did they have to travel halfway around the world to make it here?
Kinda. I think up the Bronx River Parkway was about the...
Yeah. I know Sam. Sam is making a good living from this show, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's paying the rent off of this show.
And Joe was on last week with someone you recommended, Kat.
Yeah, Kat Calvosa. Fantastic singer. Yeah, good friend.
Yeah, you've been a great friend to the show. You've been getting such high-class groups on the show. I'm very, very pleased. Very pleased to have you. But talk a little bit. We've been talking Positive, Positone Records, The Light. Let's talk Hate.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk Hate. You did a little tour of Europe where people hate each other so fiercely in such a small space and speak a different language every 10 feet.
Yeah, yeah. I did a lot of touring with a small avant-garde theater company called Bond Street Theater, which is located down in the village in Manhattan. And on one of our first tours, we went and we did a collaboration with a Bulgarian theater company. We did a wordless version of Romeo and Juliet.
Wordless, I love it.
Yeah, so it was all sound design, just me and a percussionist. So I was playing like five or six instruments. He was playing anything we could find because we were basically just pulling like, you know, items together, making sounds and all sorts of stuff. And I actually also had to be one of the actors. I had to play Tybalt. So I would be sitting over there playing like some like Bulgarian wood flute, put on a mask, go kill Mercutio, come back, play some soprano sax and bass clarinet, put my mask back on, go out, get killed by Romeo, come back and play, you know, some tenor sax. It was crazy.
And you almost got kidnapped, you almost died.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that over there. We did day trips from the capital city, Pristina, to little tiny towns all over the country of Kosovo.
And Kosovo.
I know. Yeah, it's, you know, being in the main city is dangerous enough. But going to the outlying areas where they don't even have electricity a lot of times, the only reason we weren't kidnapped was because we had a German military police escort. Because we made friends with them, because we did a gig for them at this lake with this crazy marching band that I'm in that's part of the theater company, and it's a marching band on stilts.
It's always important to make friends. Good thing you have the light. Read an article yesterday in the Times. Karaoke is the national passion of the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And no one sings My Way anymore.
I heard about this.
Because the death rate is too high.
I heard
you
about that.
You sing it poorly, you're dead.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's hear you play.
Yeah. Stakes are high. So this is a song that I wrote for friends that I met in Serbia. And this is called Dunavski Park.
Thank you.
Called Dunovsky Park, and that's off The Seeker, actually. That's off the new record. And we're going to continue on now with a tune that I wrote actually for my namesake, Sean Connery. And this one is called In the 60s.
Thank you. Do one more.
Yeah, let's do it. So that tune, In the 60s, is from my next record that I'm going to be making, and that record is going to be called Kung Fu Masters. And that is the name of my electric band, which I play around with quite a lot, and that tune is from that repertoire. So we're going to continue on now with one of the tunes from Fireworks, and this one's called Folding Space.
Thank you.
great job. Pull up a chair.
All right.
We've got 24 seconds.
Yeah.
So, three CDs you'd take to a desert island, real quick.
Okay. Bjork, Vespertine, because it's very modern. I feel like she's an extension of Miles Davis's sound and concept, and also there's a full orchestra and a harp and like all kinds of electronica stuff happening on that, which is really cool. The record that made me actually want to start composing music is Delfeo Marsalis's Pontius Pilate's Decision, because there's a lot of cool writing on there, a lot of arranging and weird meter stuff. And then John Coltrane's Coltrane Sound, because it has my favorite cut, Liberia, on it. So strong.
Thank you so much for coming down and playing this wonderful music. What a great band. You're welcome back anytime.
Thanks a lot.
And we're done.
Yay!
Awesome job.
Getting in.
Extra. That's simple. Oh, yeah, like a freeze frame. Some like 20 coffee or something.